that good place to be filled to. The story goes like this, that if you're looking at the physical stuff, you could be fooled, because physical stuff is visible for animal. You have to see the essence behind it. Now suddenly he comes out of the story, again talking to you. Be ready. Yes.
Oh, since to her dogs, the lions are slaves, there's no possibility of speaking. Silence and farewell. If you pass beyond form, O friends, it is paradise and rose gardens within rose gardens.
This is Rumi talking to you now. That conversation is over. The fellow asked a question, received the answer. Now, Rumi is talking back. Oh, my friends, remember, you have to go beyond the face, beyond the shape and form. Yes?
When you have broken and destroyed your own form, you have learned to break every form. After that, you will break every form. Like Hadar, you will uproot the gate of Kebar. That simple Haje was duped by form, for he was going to the country on infirm words, joyously toward the snare of that flattery, as a bird toward the bait of tribulation.
For the first time, you hear negative stuff about this fellow who was Haje, who was master. Suddenly, this fellow didn't pass the limit. You have to go beyond the form. This fellow was not there yet. So, he was fooled by the appearance. As simple as that. He was going to the village. Why? Because of some compliment he received, that's all. Not more than that. Yeah.
The bird deemed the bait a mark of kindness. That gift is the extreme of cupidity and is not munificence.
Yeah. When you catch a bird, when the bird comes in your trap, because you were generous to offer some seeds over there, and the silly fellow will believe that you are a good fellow offering the seeds, but this is a trap. You should understand that in each trap, they put some attraction for you. So don't go for the first attraction. Yes?
In the desire for bait, the little birds are merrily flying and running toward that imposture. If I equate you with the joy of the Haji, I fear, O wayfarer, lest I make you late. I will abridge. When the village came in sight, it was not in truth that village.
Hold on a second. Something happened here, didn't it? Rumi was talking to you and was saying what? Was saying that I'm saying all this and this is not enough. I need to say more, but you're not ready yet. I made it brief. I was brief in this. Means, don't think that, yes, I got it, what he's talking about exactly. This is a very serious subject. You have to really pay attention, because you will be tracked, you will be attracted to the trap by goodness in you, with a good intention, because you like something and they put it there. When somebody wants to put a trap for you, first of all, try to find what you like. What is your interest? Then you say, yeah, this is it. Therefore, be careful. Yes? Suddenly, let leave all this confusion. Let them arrive at the village finally. Yes.
For about a month, they were hurrying from village to village because they did not know well the way to the village. If anyone goes on the way without a leader, every 2 days' journey becomes one of 100 years.
Repetition, remember. before he said, listen, I cannot say that without a teacher, without a guide, you cannot go. We can never say this, because it could happen to you just like that. We know. But we know that if you try this path without a guide, your paces will be extremely slow. We don't say you will not be there, but it takes a long time. Here he will repeat it and say, this is the story of this fellow. It took them a long time to arrive there, because whoever goes just like that, being happy to go there without the guide and guidance, it will take 100 years to go 2 days path. Yep.
Whoever speeds toward the Kaaba without a guide becomes contemptible, like those bewildered men. Whoever takes up a trade without a teacher becomes a laughingstock in town and country. Except it be singular between East and West, does a descendant of Adam put forth his head without parents?
See, suddenly the exception should be mentioned here that, yes, nobody will do this. Yes, there is this exception. Then?
He gains wealth. Who earns something? It is an extraordinary event when one hits upon a treasure. Where is a Mustafa whose body is spirit, so that the merciful should teach the Quran? For all those who are attached to the body, he, in profusion of bounty, raised, he taught by the pen as the means. O son, every greedy person is deprived. Do not run like the greedy, more slowly. On that journey, they suffered pains and anguish, like the torment of a land bird in fresh water. They became sick of the village and the country, and of the sugared expressions of such an uninstructed boor.
I know the words are a little bit tricky here, because repeat, Ustad means master. You have to find a master. Remember, that was the first thing he said, coming out of yourself. But here he tried to make something very clear. That, remember, one of the main stuff in you, when you're running towards these idols, is greed. Because they promise you the shortcut, and your greed will take you there. Remember, there is no shortcut here. Remember, we are not interested in the shortcut. Because, what's the rush? We want the best stuff, that exceptional one. Yes, let's see them what they're doing in the village, poor people. After a month.
Well, the Qadhi and his kinfolk arrived at the village, and how the countrymen pretended not to see or recognize them. When after a month they arrived in that quarter...
Wait, I'm paging. You know how many pages this paragraph is? Look at it. Page it to see how long this paragraph is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what you're facing. And page. It's where? Does it finish here at the end of this paragraph, or it goes on again and again? Have you seen that? No. Don't worry. This is the last paragraph. So here we hear the conclusion of this going towards the wrong direction. But it's a long one. We are not going to finish it tonight. But let's just begin to know what we are facing.
When, after a month, they arrived in that quarter, themselves without provisions and their beasts without fodder, see how the countrymen, from evil intent, still inflict calamities small and great, and keeps his face hidden from them by day, lest they should open their mouths in the direction of his orchard. It is better that a face like that, which is wholly hypocrisy and malice, should be hidden from Muslims.
Ah, yes, okay. And here he started it. And he was going here and there. Suddenly they arrived. Then he started talking about the guy, the villager, who's doing some strange stuff. And Rumi is explaining why he's doing it. Because now the other guests, they want to go in my garden, they want to feed and all that service, so I don't want to see them. Then there was the wood over their face. Face will not do it always. Because in Persian, if you want to say someone that you are very aggressive and very bad, insisting fellow, you would say, you could translate it, you have too much face. Because face is sometimes the manner, sometimes is the face. Both. What did you say?
Poor room.
Bad behavior, aggressive fellow. And here, he is referring to both of them, because he said, this is a misbehaving villager who is doing this. He's very, how do you say poor room in English?
Cheeky.
Yes. That's poor room. He will say, this is the face that should be hidden from, it is better to be hidden from Muslims. Let me talk about these faces. Yes?
They are faces on which demons are settled like gnats as guardsmen. When you behold his face, they fall upon you. Either do not behold that face. When you have beheld, do not laugh pleasantly. Concerning such a wicked, sinful face, God has said, verily, we will drag by the forelock. When they had made inquiry and found his house, they hurried like kinsfolk to the door. The people in his house bolted the door. At this perverseness, the Qadhi became mad-like. But indeed, it was no time for harshness. When you have fallen into the pit, what is the use of being enraged?
This is the point. He was making one. Do you remember that these fellows, they believe that, oh, good traveling made Joseph rich? They forgot that the traveling put him in the pit. Here, they are falling in the pit. He said, the pit is this. Let's go back to the pit of Joseph. What was the pit of Joseph? What was it? You don't remember? What was it? No, you never thought about it. Joseph was a pretty boy, but he was a nasty fellow. He was very jealous. Yes, the brothers came in and they said, oh, traveling is very good. You go here and there, you do whatever you want. And he liked it very much, right? If he wouldn't sleep, Jacob will not send him. All the insistence of the brother didn't work. Joseph himself was jealous of those other fellows who have another story to say. And he wanted to join them. And that took him, that is his pit. That dropped him in his pit, because pit is Joseph's pit. Everybody's pit. Is self-dug. We are digging the pit. That's why we are in the pit. This is what the pit is all about. I will do it. The temptation starts from me. Yes, I could go around and blame the others. Being the cheaters, they cheated me. Yes. But was I acting intelligently? Was I honest to myself?